Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Philly's pre-K program will resume in the fall in person despite the rising numbers of new cases of COVID-19. Here's KW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb, who tells us it'll look a little different.
The director of pre-K operations, Shante Brown, says providers will have to follow the health department's guidance, which includes masks, social distancing, and new cleaning protocols, and submit rigorous safety plans.
The reopening plan, the cleaning plan, all of that must be submitted and is vetted by our entire team.
Brown says only 4 agencies have dropped out, leaving 130 locations for 3,300 open seats. Mayor Kenney says he's proud the program is continuing.
We cannot let this pandemic stop our children from getting a jump start on their education and their futures.
Enrollment is opening just as the school district halted its plan to resume in-person classes in September and opted to start the school year online. Health Commissioner Tom Farley says the smaller setting in pre-K and younger age of the children makes the risk lower, though it doesn't eliminate it. The city's average new case count is up over the past 2 weeks, which postponed the return of indoor dining until at least September 1st. Dr. Farley says the city will make a final decision on that date by August 21st. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.